is Wade Ranthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A Gallup poll found that despite the fact that 80% of Americans live in cities, 27% said a rural area would be their ideal community, with an additional 12% opting for a small town. Just 12% said they prefer a big city, with an additional 21% preferring a big city suburb, the second most popular choice. 17% said a small city would be ideal, while just 10% said they'd like to live in a small city suburb. Facebook internal records show that the social network had arrangements with Microsoft, Amazon, and others, effectively exempting some partners from its usual privacy rules. Facebook allowed Microsoft's Bing search engine to see the names of virtually all Facebook users' friends without consent, and gave Netflix and Spotify the ability to read Facebook users' private messages. A dozen states have passed laws forbidding boycotting of Israel in reaction to the BDS, or Boycott, Disinvest, Sanctions movement over Israel's occupation of the West Bank. The ACLU has won a series of cases in Kansas and Arizona overturning these laws. New controversies now exist in Arkansas and Texas over firings that limit freedom of speech. Advertisers continue to pull commercials from Fox News program Tucker Carlson Tonight after the show's host said on air that certain immigrants were making the U.S. dirtier and more divided. MetLife will pay $1 million fine to Massachusetts in its first regulatory settlement after the insurer failed to pay 13,500 people their pension benefits. Barclays Bank was fined $15 million on Tuesday by New York State regulators after a probe into Chief Executive Jess Staley's efforts to unmask a whistleblower. The Securities and Exchange Commission completed a long-delayed post-2008 crisis rule that is aimed at giving investors more information about whether employee executives are skirting company requirements that they hold stock for the long term. Executives will now have to disclose hedging contracts that would protect their compensation from their own firm's poor performance. President Trump's Commission on School Safety has recommended revoking a federal guideline directing schools not to punish minority students at higher rates. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.